diction, fashion, gender, and manner of speech. Hot reading, on the other hand, is in contrast with cold reading, as it uses previously obtained information from a person. Most often, these information are secretly obtained and when disclosed to the client will give the impression that the mentalist indeed can somehow read her life. Another technique used by mentalists is psychokinesis, which is probably one of the most amazing abilities of a mentalist. Also called telekinesis, this refers to the ability of the mind to disfigure or move an object. The ability to levitate objects also falls under this technique or category. Indeed, whether it is true power or not, learning what is mentalism can be a tool for you to socialize, build self-confidence, be attractive, and be the life of the party. Chapter 1. Types of Mentalism. Mentalism is a skill that consists of 5 major categories. To become a mentalist, one doesn't need to conquer these capabilities. Though in the day they were considered as extremely real, mentalism today is connected to stage sorcery and psychological sorcery, and is perceived as a performing art instead of superhuman accomplishments. Though there are folk who insist that they possess these capabilities, most of them are often panned by critics who always come up with the paths to disprove their so-called powers. But still,